Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving Day on the Small Business Advocate Show. Also, my 21st anniversary just seems to coincide this year for some reason. Not sure why, but one happened originally the week before Thanksgiving, my first day on the air in 1997, and then Thanksgiving was a week later, and I did my first Thanksgiving Day show, and this is my 22nd one. And so thank you for all that you do, small business owners out there. And this show has been all about Thanksgiving today. A little bit about my anniversary, but that's a milestone that I'm proud of. Bob Dillon knows about milestones. He's been around a long time. He's got his business has been here for a while. He's the founder of the Dillon Schneider Group, which is an organization that helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of 50 Plus. He's the author of Moses CEO. He's the author of A Time for Heroes, which is just three of his many books, which have sold something under a billion copies around the world. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks for your leadership. I'm thankful for you.
Jim, thank you, and thank you. Congratulations on the anniversary. The number of people you had on your show over the years who have dispensed wisdom to your listeners is extraordinary, and I really compliment you for doing that.
I appreciate it. Well, it's been fun because I get to meet smart people like you. Every day I get to talk to four brilliant people before most people have gotten to work. Hey, Bob, let's talk about Thanksgiving a little bit more. The Thanksgiving is a unique American holiday. Now, they have a variation on it in Canada, but I still say that Thanksgiving, of course, it was the original one because it goes back 400 years, but this holiday is something that I hope that we never forget what the price that was paid for you and me, not only to create the original one. I mean, think about that. What if people had known, the 110 people had known when they left on the Mayflower in 1620, what if they had known that half of them weren't going to make it through the first winter?
Well,
think about that courage. Because they had to be aware that it was going to be perilous.
Very tough. They were the people who started Thanksgiving. They were the people who started America. And I think about America, no one wants to leave this country. I don't think there's any immigration out of the country. Everybody wants to come to the country. There's a reason why. And I think around the world, I've received them. I'm sure you have too, as many of your listeners have. Comments from around the world, people complimenting us on Thanksgiving today.
Yeah,
I think it's quite extraordinary.
Well, I made the point earlier in the show that the world, and this is presumptuous of me. This is arrogant of me, but so indicted and so sentenced, and I'll take the penalty. The world should be thankful for that there's an America, because warts and all, Bob, America is the benefactor nation in the history of mankind, warts and all. And you mentioned off the air, you mentioned Colin Powell earlier, and I love this quote from him. And he said, probably about 20 years ago, he said, America is the only nation that when they take the land, and then when they take over, when they conquer a nation, that's what he said, when they conquer another nation, they leave and only ask for, and give the country back to the people, and only ask for enough land to bury our dead. He says we're the only
that's
nation who's done that. Isn't that something?
It's an extraordinary quote. And, of course, that museum that just opened up in Columbus, Ohio, to recognize enlisted men and people who served in the armed forces is extraordinary. And Powell, of course, led that march.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm grateful for all those people who, you know, there's a word, Bob, that I think about this time of year that's one of the three ways that the Greeks talk about love. You know, they talk about eros and philo and agape. And agape is my favorite, because when you love someone with agape, in agape, that means you love them even when you don't even know them. And you do something for them. You might even sacrifice something for them. And not only do you not know them, you'll never know them, and you'll never even know their name, or you don't even know that they exist, but you do it anyway. And that's our men and women in uniform in the history of this country. And I'm also going to include our emergency responders. What would we do without those people, who firemen and police officers and medical people who race into burning buildings while people are running out?
It's the very best, the great people. And, of course, what would Europe have done without the Marshall Plan?
Yep.
And what would the world do without the amount of foreign aid that we give to different countries around the world? That's our money we're giving to people.
That's right.
So they live a little bit better.
And we're still giving it. And folks, if this sounds like we're bragging on America, so be it. Because I think it's time. I think it's appropriate, Bob, for us to slow down a little bit and say, you know what? This country, I'm not going to get controversial here on this day, Bob, but I tell you, I do get angry at people who blame America, who can only find fault with America. I know them. I know who they are. I know where they live. And I get so disgusted with them. And I take them to task because, as I said, I always, when I talk about America, I always talk about warts and all. What do you think?
I think America is a great place. And, of course, everybody listening to this show has received requests for charitable money, and they've given it. Yeah. That doesn't happen in other parts of the world.
That's exactly right.
Other parts of the world don't reach out as we do.
I want to talk about that. I think that's a really important point we can mention when we come back after the break, folks. I've got some real stories about that. Bob Dillerstadter and I will be right back, folks. Bob Dillerstadter, the president of the Dillerstadter Group and a great American. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.